Broadway this season is bruised and battered by a series of flops, losers, and never-rans. Consider This, the show Oldest Living Confederate Widow Tells All, starring Ellen Burstyn, opened one night and closed before the next, the first time that's happened in 7 years. Bobby Boland, starring Farrah Fawcett, never even got to open. It closed while still in previews, first time that's happened in a decade. And Bounce, the much-awaited new musical from Stephen Sondheim, which should have been Broadway gold, isn't going to make it to Broadway at all. It got so-so reviews in Washington and Chicago, and the producer abandoned a New York run. So what's going on? And could it be those rapier-tongued theater critics who are to blame? We're joined now by one of them, Ben Brantley, chief theater critic for the New York Times. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Ben, is there a common theme among these shows that are flopping or not even opening?
I don't really think so. It's sort of as if Mercury's in retrograde over Broadway. There's been a lot of bad luck. I think if there's any common thread, it's that you don't have the kind of producers you would have had, say, 30, 40 years ago, sort of take charge. Men and women who shaped a show or got a show into its proper shape before they brought them to Broadway.
I think the producer of Bounce, which was playing in Washington, said, right, somebody else might take it on the road, but it's not going to be me.
That was truly disappointing. It had been so long a mourning, and I'm a huge Sondheim fan. For some reason, well, for a lot of reasons, this just didn't come together. You could sense a little bit of the Sondheim magic, but it was never really given the full-strength production or the book I think it needed to support it.
We haven't even mentioned Taboo, which is a big bucks musical.
Right.
Rosie O'Donnell is one of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
You called it a crazy mixed-up mess in tone, structure, and rhythm. Stand by that.
I do stand by that. It's not god-awful. I've certainly seen worse things in my career as a critic, including last season's Dance of the Vampires, which was so bad it was kind of fun. Taboo has a lot of talent in it, I think. It's got a pretty good pop score by Boy George. It's got Boy George himself, but it is so diffuse. It's trying to walk a line between sort of 80s notions of freakish cool and Broadway notions of being cute and audience-friendly, and it gets lost.
Your fellow reviewer Clive Barnes from the New York Post wasn't quite as charitable as you were. He called it as lost and bereft as a wet cod on a fishmonger's slab.
Well, that's an evocative phrase. I wouldn't be quite that extreme. It has its partisans. It has people who hated it passionately, and that's kind of fun when that happens. The most relevant point is it's not going to be able to attract a mass audience.
When you think about the power of reviews and yourself as a reviewer, is it as simple as a bad review can tank a show, do you think?
In some cases. There have always been certain shows that are pretty much critic-proof. Cats, when it opened in the early 1980s, was not loved by Frank Rich, the mm-hmm. theater critic at that time at the New York Times, and yet it went on to become the longest-running musical ever. So, but when producers blame critics for the bad season, they're just killing the messenger. It's not the critics, it is the shows.
Is this season worse in terms of shows that are closing and flopping than
no
other
question.
Seasons? Yeah.
No question. It's the dreariest season I've ever known. It's been pretty depressing. I always love going to the theater, even bad theater, and I'm lucky in that in my job I'm asked to pay attention, and if you pay attention to a disaster, it becomes interesting, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
But I pity the audience members who don't have my job. Even things that were looked forward to quite warmly, like the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Anna in the Tropics, were pretty bland when they opened. Not terrible, just not terribly exciting.
When we started this conversation, you said you thought Mercury was in retrograde over
right.
Broadway.
right.
What will get the planets back in alignment, do you think?
A couple of strong hits that get not only a good critical word, but strong word of mouth, the way Hairspray did, makes people feel optimistic again. The climate can change so quickly on Broadway, the way it can in movies and pop music. You just need something to get people humming again. And one show can do that. It can erase the bad memories. I haven't thought about Dance of the Vampires once all year.
Ben Brantley, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ben Brantley is chief theater critic for the New York Times, talking about a bumper crop of duds on Broadway this fall.